Hello and welcome to In Conversation With, a podcast of The Lancet Oncology. My name is Marcia and today I have the pleasure to be joined by Dr. David Pinazzo from Imperial College London in the UK to talk about the latest OnCOVID registry study article on the outcomes of the SARS-CoV-2 Omicron variant outbreak among vaccinated and unvaccinated patients with cancer in Europe. Dr. Pinazzo, welcome. Could you please give us an overview of the aims of the OnCOVID registry study?
So the OnCOVID study is nowadays one of the biggest registries that in Europe has collected retrospective and prospective clinical data on patients of diverse tumor types who have had a positive PCR test that was fully diagnostic for COVID-19 infection. The registry started literally at the early beginning of the pandemic, and we have continued to update the results on a prospective manner. And we have now accumulated data for about 4,000 patients with COVID-19 and cancer. And it is an initiative that continues to produce results in terms of clinical outcomes of these patients.
Thank you. Omicron has been reported as a variant that results in less severe disease in the general population. What did your findings show in terms of Omicron severity for patients with cancer?
So Omicron was first identified in early December in Zimbabwe and Botswana as a variant of concern, as a variant that was capable of spreading amongst individuals at a much, much faster pace compared to any other variants of COVID-19 that was ever seen before. The key concern in patients with cancer who have consistently been reported as being more vulnerable to COVID-19 for a number of reasons, underlying immune suppression and use of systemic anti-cancer therapy, was the question as to whether Omicron, with such a high rate of spread, but also the capacity to be infecting people that had already received a vaccination, could potentially be impacting on the healthcare outcomes of patients with COVID-19. So in this particular paper that we've published in The Lancet Oncology, the key question was really to try and understand whether Omicron infections were characterized by a different rate of mortality and adverse consequences in patients with cancer.
So vaccines have been a landmark to protect the overall population. Do your data indicate the same is true for patients with cancer?
Absolutely. It's very important to say that in our analysis, patients with cancer that were affected by Omicron and had no evidence of vaccinal exposure or vaccinal immunity had a case fatality rate that was double digit, around 25%. So this is in keeping with the results on mortality of the pre-vaccination phase. So in our study, we were basically capable of having a look at the mortality rates in early 2020 because the study has been collecting data ever since. And there has been this credence that Omicron had a slower tropism for the lower respiratory tract and that therefore might lead to milder symptoms and milder infection. Our study is quite important from the cancer patient population perspective because it shows that there is a very high mortality rate in those patients that were for any reason not vaccinated for SARS-CoV-2. So despite Omicron being able to trespass the vaccinal immunity, still patients with the vaccine on board were able to fight the infection better and basically have better outcomes compared to the unvaccinated population.
Thank you. So what are the future plans for the OnCOVID registry study?
So OnCOVID has remained an active registry, largely thanks to my colleague, Dr. Alessio Cortellini, who has done an amazing job in terms of coordinating over 30 centers across Europe. We're very proud of this initiative, which has been supported by Imperial College and the Imperial BRC. We are still collecting data in terms of long-term outcomes of patients with COVID-19, as well as new infections. You will be aware that Omicron has got a very high rate of variation. So there are novel variants that are spreading across Europe. And we know that Omicron and COVID in general is still an active pandemic with active infection across the world. So we are working with other consortia to try and pull the data together and see whether there is regional variation in terms of mortality and adverse outcomes from COVID-19 in cancer. We're looking specifically at specific systemic therapeutic options, so for example, immunotherapy, and we're trying to see what is the long-term outcome in patients with COVID-19, so how long COVID affects patients with Omicron and without.
Thank you very much for agreeing to speak with us today and to all our listeners. This article is now available online at lancetoncology.com and with our July issue.